Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
How to Have Patience Like Jesus, written by Lori Freeland, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Patience is hard. In our fast food, drive-through, one-day Amazon delivery world, it's a lost art, a muscle we don't like to exercise often. Yet as Christians, we're called upon to use that muscle. God desires us to wait steadfastly upon Him and be long-suffering with each other. Patience hurts. A few years ago, I broke my ankle. After weeks of healing from surgery, it finally got cleared to bear weight. That first second my foot hit the floor, fire burned up my calf and my ankle wobbled. It took weeks of physical therapy and painful repetition to get back into walking shape. But the more I practiced, the easier it got. Building patience is kind of like that. Patience is something God understands. After all, He deals with us 24/7. I can only imagine how much I test Him weekly, daily, even hourly. Yet He never wobbles under the weight. He has an endless supply of patience, and He's willing to share. When you find yourself struggling, you can pray to have patience like Jesus. According to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Some of God's people are hard to love. They can be moody, mean, difficult, and impossible to understand. They blame you for things you didn't do and have expectations you can't meet. Sometimes you might wish they weren't in your life. You need God to show you how much He loves them. He can reveal what He sees under the surface, where they're hurting, and tell you how to make a difference. Thank God for giving us patience to be kind and compassionate when we don't have our own, and for loving us when we are the ones who are difficult in someone else's life.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.